Blog Talk Radio.
Going to take it himself. Looks to get outside. He does. 50, 45, and then brought down inside the 40.
Good evening, and welcome back to the Informer Sports Show with our resident handicapper, Matt Muddy T. Terry, on board. I'm J.L. Thompson, your host. We're ready for an exciting college football season, and we're going to let the man himself get into it to tell us what he thinks about this season. Welcome back to the show, Money T. Last week, we had a pretty average, really looking things over, still looking things over, just like some of the teams trying to figure each other out. Notice anything in the first 2 weeks of the season?
Well, J.L., we have noticed several teams have progressed nicely, while other teams have gotten off to slow starts. At the end of last year, we started noticing conferences that showed drastic improvement while the others stayed the same. But 2 weeks to the start of the season, no one has really stood out other than the SEC West, and they've ran into some roadblocks.
Yeah, there was quite a few roadblocks. A number of teams not fulfilling what we thought they would do completely on the field, but that's football. That's college football. The first week college football, third week college football, early in the season is what it is.
Funny you should ask that, JL, because I was just looking at that earlier. This time of year, the polls on average don't have it right. Teams are over and undervalued. So if you pay attention, you can catch the odds makers, especially if you're a money line player, for the wagers or the lines that are in your favor. But make no mistake about it, the odds makers will tighten strings later on, so you might as well make hay while you can.
What teams, in your opinion, should we be looking at this part of the season?
Well, JL, we will be looking at all of them. You will have your strong teams, such as the Alabama, the TCUs, the Ohio States, and so on. But remember, we are looking for value, trying to get to the window as easy as possible. If it's playing a big school, so be it. But if we can get to the window with the smallest of schools, that's our goal. Money's money.
Yeah, that's 100%. Totally agree with you on that. And that's what you've always done, is giving us that type of information. I see also with the 5-2 this year, we've kind of added into a couple of pro games. How did you come about with the pro games that you added to the card?
That's something we started this year, just trying to get our members more ways to get to the window. I really think this is going to work out just fine.
Yeah, most definitely. I looked at that last week, and we got one of our teams in last week as far as the pro goes, and that was pretty good since we specialize in college football. You know, to start off with the pro is a kind of a different direction, but it's still a good direction that we're going to be looking at. Do you have seen anything of note in the pros last week that would make things easier for us going to the window this week?
Nothing special, really. It's just the first game of the season. It's just one game. But I have my eye on a couple teams.
That's very good. We did come through with a 50% on those last week, and we got the game in, and Seattle was 1 minute away from covering. When you figure what happened, let me know.
You let me know. That was a heartbreaking, but as you know, that's what happens in pro football.
Well, that's pro football, and we specialize in college football, and that is also things that happen in college football. But as you said before in the last show, we will be on the right side more often than not, and that's what's going to make us a value play for anybody that wants to tune in to Sport Talk with Matt on the Informer Sports Show. You've got yourself a
a value, definitely a value play. Our last season proved that, and we're going to do it again this season. Hang on, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is J.L. Thompson, your host of The Informer Today. And did you know that your business could be advertised right here in this spot, this very spot that I'm speaking to you right now, and sending your opportunity across the world? The Informer is a presentation of the Network University, which is aired each day on Block Talk Radio. Block Talk is the world's largest and most influential social broadcasting network, attracting more than 18 million unique visitors per month. So advertising on The Informer will expose your online service or business opportunity to the world. If it's traffic to your business you're looking for, go on air with The Informer. I know you'll be glad you did.
We're at the part of our show that I know everybody is waiting on, and that's that big game of the week. What do you have for us this week?
Well, JL, it is about that time for the Sport Talk with Matt Play of the Week. Last week we had Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech was laying 28.5, and boy, did they come through with for us. Georgia Tech won the game 65-10. I know I was on board, and I know you were too. But we got another one this week. We're going to look at the Temple versus Massachusetts. The line opened at 9. Temple was favorite and still is. It is currently 10.5. Temple just went into Cincinnati and kind of beat them up pretty good. There was really no doubt in that game. Temple had that all the way. Massachusetts, even though they're at home, they're struggling. They gave up 48 to Colorado. Not only that, they only scored 14 points. This is a great play for Temple. So everyone, take Temple. Lay the points. You'll be glad you did. And as I always say, JL, I will see you at the window.
We want to thank everyone for joining the Informer Sports Show every Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, streaming across the web on Block Talk Radio. And we'd like to welcome our new sponsor to the show, NFLPlaybookPicks.com. NFL handicapping has finally arrived. JD and Glenn, these guys are creating their own Deflategate controversy. They're going to take the air out of the NFL. Join them, NFLPlaybookPicks.com. Yes, I see the money man has already put up some his games for the weekend on the website. Let's start off. We've got a good one going. Georgia Tech and Notre Dame. The money man says this should be a good one. Both teams coming off of a good win. Georgia Tech and Notre Dame should hold our interest all evening long. Next, we've got Northwestern going in to face the Devils, Blue Devils of Duke. Duke opened a -3 in this one. The money man said, take a good look at this one. This is an interest game with a lot of value. Next, we're going to go into Mississippi and Alabama. Mississippi going in to take on Alabama. Both teams victorious last week. Both teams showed their real proudness on the field. Things should get really hot in this one. The money man says, this is going to be one to pay attention to. On the next on his website, Memphis against Bowling Green. This ought to be interesting. Both teams won big last weekend. Now they've got to face each other. The money man says he's got his side in this one, and you should get yours too. Go to the website, sporttalkwithmatt.com. You can get it right there. Next on the game, on the website, USC and Stanford. The money man has a side in this one. This should be a good one on the field. Both teams coming off of impressive wins. Go to the website, get this game. The big play of the day. Interesting. Last week, the money man capped his big play, taking Georgia Tech. And boy, did they put on the show. This week, He says it'll do it all over again. Temple going in to take on Massachusetts. That's the big game. The big game of the day. You've got it right here on the Informer Sports Show.
You've been listening to the man himself, Matt Money T. Terry, our resident handicapper of the Informer Sports Show. He's driving the bus to the bank, and you better believe I'm going to be on board. Join us right here every Thursday at 6 p.m. while we try to create a little football magic. Have a good football Saturday. We'll see you next week.